There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasili. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now.
Yeah, baby, it does. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. I am here with the most amazing Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer and psychic explorer. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking story. We're going to be taking your calls. We're going to get fired up for this holiday season. For those of you out there, y'all know to call in number 1-800-930-2819, but we're also monitoring Facebook. I think Rocky is monitoring your Facebook page, Mark, and I think Jessica or maybe Jessica and Kellen, maybe both of them are monitoring ours. And as I said before, live call-in show filled with story talking. Mark's going to do talk story. And then I'm going to give you my Bronx version of what Mark says. Hey, Mark, how are you? Man, long time no see, eh?
I know, that's great. well, you know, and I want to let all the listeners know that we are on every Thursday in this year, both Christmas Eve and, of course, New Year's Eve fall on Thursdays. And we have special shows planned for you on each of those nights. Now, granted, a lot of people will be spending time with your family, but some people may be traveling, or you may have some time to yourself and you want to listen to this, because we got a really great astrologer on Christmas Eve, Kevin Casey, talking about the very unusual, very rare planetary conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, which is occurring on the winter solstice of 12/21, and then on New Year's Eve. We are very privileged to have the world's foremost expert on distressing near-death experiences, Nancy Evans Bush, to talk about how you can segue from a negative experience into a positive, which is really apropos for 2020 leaving and 2021 starting.
Yeah, I love the both of those shows that we did today. I mean, you know, yeah, I was talking to somebody, Mark. I mean, let's talk about this for a minute, because this is totally related to what you're about to share. I was talking with somebody today, and I guess Linda's like Rocky. They manage our calendars and they line up people, and I work with all the hosts, and it's really kind of cool. And, you know, in the conversations, it always comes up. This is the thing that always comes up. Seriously, those two are doing a show? Like, what time? How are they fitting that in? And so part of the conversation has to do with my dirty coffee mug, right? Do what you love and love what you do.
Yes, absolutely.
And I remember a kid, because I work with young women, right? Did some work with kids, coming of age program. And we got into the whole Saint Nick thing, which you're going to help us with.
Yes.
And somehow this young man, not yet a young man, must have been looking at his parents in some way. And we get ready for Christmas and the holiday and all of the holidays around now. And he looked at my friend, who is the most incredible mentor, leader, coming of age program, and said, "Do you think Santa loves what Santa does? Do you think Mrs. Claus loves being the backup singer for Santa. Now, you're going to share some story, but he asked that question, and I thought, wow, I wonder what Mrs. Santa, backup singer for Santa. So, Mark, does Santa love what Santa do?
Santa does love what Santa do. And, you know, the Santa Claus that we know really emerged in the 1930s, because before that, Santa has always been part of the Christmas tradition, but sort of a shadowy fringe figure. And what happened in the 1930s is Coca-Cola couldn't sell any Coke during the wintertime because people didn't want to drink an ice cold drink. So they came up with an artist sketch of the fat, jolly guy in the red, happy suit drinking Coca-Cola, and kaboom, it became a huge hit. And that's why Coca-Cola to this day has some of the best Christmas commercials of all times. But the Santa that we know, and the reason he's called Santa Claus, is we all heard of St. Nicholas. And when colonists from Holland came to the Americas, they referred to him as Sinter Nikolausen in Dutch, which got converted into probably in New York to Santa Claus. All right. So, but the original Santa Claus didn't look anything like our fat, jolly elf with the white hair and the big belly and the rosy cheeks. He came from what is now Turkey, which back then was Greek speaking. And this was during the Roman Empire, about 300 years after the birth of Jesus. So we're talking around 300 AD-ish. Nicholas was born into a wealthy Greek family. And, you know, it may seem that we can't really relate to somebody that lived 17 centuries ago, but let's look at what was going on with him. His parents, both of them, died in a pandemic. So here's this young man, and he loses both of his parents in a plague, in a pandemic that was raging through the Roman Empire.
Wow.
It suddenly makes Santa a lot more relatable. So dejected, despondent, even though he inherited quite a bit of money, he gave it all up and joined what then was considered a cult called Christianity. And the Roman Empire at the time was under the control of an emperor who was an egomaniac and oppressive, and all he cared about was himself and his own power, and his name was Diocletian. And you know, Santa has a criminal record too, because Nicholas was arrested and thrown into prison for being a Christian. So he was persecuted because he was different and because of his beliefs. So now we see that Santa is a victim of a pandemic and had a criminal history. But as times would have it, the Dark Lord was left and another emperor came in, one named Constantine, and the empire shifted to Christianity and it was no longer illegal. So back to Nicholas. So now he's out and he became a bishop in the early Christian church and rose to prominence because of his works of piety. But he was very saddened when he heard in the town of Myra, the city of Myra, where he lived, there was a family, husband and wife, and they had three daughters, and they were so poor that they couldn't afford a dowry for their daughters, and they were going to have to sell all three of their daughters into slavery. Once again, this is starting to help us relate. I mean, slavery is still an issue that, even though, thank God, it's long gone in this country, but one, the wounds of which still affect us. And we're talking about people who were poor, being sold off, being marginalized. And this man agonized. He didn't want to sell his daughters. He loved his daughters. Mm. Well, Nicholas heard about this, and he got three bags of gold. And in the middle of the night, he crept up to this family's house, and he threw the three bags of gold through the window. And they hit the fireplace, and the bags burst open, and the gold coins fell on the stockings and the shoes which were by the fireplace so that they could dry out. In the morning, the parents see this gold and they realize it's a miracle that they no longer have to sell their daughters into slavery. And that's how the legend of Santa Claus coming down the chimney, and how we hang the stockings by the chimney with care in the hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. And it gets even better because December 6th, which is, just a few days off. It's the feast of Saint Nicholas. And it's the feast of Saint Nicholas because we don't know when he was born, but we do know the day that he died, which was December 6th of 343 AD. And because he was the first major Christian saint, he was canonized not long after his death. And we could do a whole show on the miracles attributed to him. But that's why he's so closely associated with Christmas. Because at this time, they still didn't know when Christmas happened. And that's a whole nother story. Maybe we'll talk about that, in a couple of weeks. But think about it. Is Santa's now a very relatable guy? He lost parents. He's suffering from grief. He was dealing with the pandemic. He got thrown in the slammer. I mean, Dr. Pat, I understand you spent some time in the slammer, right? Yeah, well, for standing up for what you believe in. And that's what Nicholas did, too.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I love about these stories is when we really peel them back, we get the best of humanity. You know, I mean, clearly we have, I don't know, what's the word? We have sort of sensationalized the, you know, giving and Christmas gift part of this. But when you really think about that story you beautifully told, Mark, we're reminded of that this year because there are many, many, many people that have reached out to help other people, many of them. And, you know, that's why we're doing this show, The Psychic and the Doc. There's a very good reason. That's why for me, coming up on 11 years with the network, that's why we're doing it. We're planning exciting things. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm just saying we have phone lines are open, 1-800-930. I got a special surprise Jessica's going to play during the break. So one of the things I glommed onto with my fascination for Santa, I'm a visual. And I don't know when this film was introduced to me or how I got it or who brought it in. But the first movie on record for the Santa Claus was a movie from 1898. And this actually was a brilliant movie. I mean, it's a little short movie, but it was a British short. And it was done George Albert. That's it. My uncle's name, George Albert Smith, and did this little Santa Claus by the fireplace, with the two kids. And they considered this film like blockbuster special effects for 1898. Right. And so 1898, people then wanted to bring Santa to life. When we come back, how are you bringing Santa to life in your world and the world of others? And take a look at this little cute film. And I think we can play that. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with The Psychic and the Doc.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return next time for an empowering and yet chilling look into the raw side of spirit. For more information about myself and the Eye of Soul, visit EyeOfSoulRadio.com. That's Eye of Soul Radio. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Yep. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Psychic and the Doc with me, Dr. Pat, as well as Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, the magic and mystery of the real Saint Nick. Before we kind of get out there and really talk about Saint Nick, what it means and what it could mean this holiday season. I want to just make sure, Mark, I know that this is a time of year where you are really you're sitting down with so many people yeah. that really are looking for insight or looking for help or looking for connection. What is the best way for people to connect with you? And also amazing books. How do they do all of that?
Sure. If people want to find out about my books, Never Letting Go and Evidence of Eternity, or to book a session with me, and I invite everyone to sign up for my newsletter and follow me on Facebook, you can do that all through my website, which is evidenceofeternity.com, which is just like my last book, Evidence of Eternity. So if you go to my website, you'll be able to link to all my social media, YouTube, and sign up for the newsletter, and you can find out about a phone session with me. And if you mention in the application form, the psychic and the doc, you'll qualify for a reduced fee reading. And since this is the holiday season, I want to make that available to all of our listeners here at the Psychic and the Doc.
Thank you. Thank you for all of that. Now, for those of you out there, I want to say this. You know, I love doing these holiday shows. And I just want to say something. For me, you know, in my upbringing and growing up, I come from a really eclectic, very interesting family. And so I am sitting here giving a shout out to all of you, right, that may not practice the rituals around Christmas. But boy, my friend, Chef Rossi, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, all of those things too that you're getting ready to kick up, it's a celebration. And yet we remember the pathway we've come, right? This is all part of remembering the pathway we've come as well. And, you know, this is one of these things where we talk about what it means to step into the, and I call it the holiday season, because there are many people celebrating around this time of year. Not everybody celebrates Christmas, or not everybody celebrates what you may celebrate, but there's an energy about this. There's an energy about stepping into what feels like a time to celebrate. Let's talk for a minute about this, Mark, before we hop over to the phones, right?
Sure.
Many people, as we heard today with our fabulous guest, Nancy, and spending an hour with her and just listening to her journey and story. And then at the end, really talking about the message, being able to find this positive energy in even the darkest of times. Right. See, we're not just hearing stories of struggle, because if you hear a story of someone you know struggling, that's a call to action for you. Like if you hear about Mary Jo down the street and maybe she needs some help with her children or maybe she needs some food and you're just hearing about it, you have to ask yourself, why am I hearing about Mary Jo down the street? Well, maybe there's a can of something or something you can bring to Mary Jo.
Yes.
The energy we're living in today. This is that time for us to really, truly, Mark, right? This is the time for us to really step in to how amazing we are, isn't it?
It is. And it's more than just a religious observation. This is the end of autumn, the beginning of winter, the winter solstice. And it's the darkest time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. So for all of our fans and listeners in the land down under in the Southern Hemisphere, they're going from spring to summer. Yeah. So it's the flip side. So for all of you, woohoo! But up here on the Northern Hemisphere, this is always seen as it's a frightening time of the year traditionally, because food supplies ran scarce. Yeah. The days got shorter, darkness was everywhere. People were truly afraid of this. And so that's why there's so many celebrations. I mean, the Romans celebrated both Saturnalia and solstice, basically the last week in December in the Greek and Roman world was party time, because it was symbolic that they wanted to retain the light for the darkest time of the year coming. And then with the Christian tradition, popes, it was Pope Gregory, I believe it was around the year 300. It was around the year 600. They didn't know when Christmas was, but to replace the Roman holidays, they did it with the Christian holiday and put it on the festival of Saturnalia, which is December 25th, because, you know, Jesus symbolized the light of the world coming to the darkest time. And then if you look at the Jewish tradition of Hanukkah, it's essentially a festival of light. And, you know, 1 week from today is Hanukkah. So maybe next week we'll do something for Hanukkah. I think we should. And this is a time when people give because of the darkness of winter, the supplies of food running short, people are afraid. And this is what gives us the opportunity to open our hearts and give of ourselves. So there's a lot going on here. This is more than just, you know, ho, 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 it's Christmas. This, I think, Dr. Pat, this is in our DNA.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I referenced Chef Rossi and the fact that, you know, I think what was it, September, October, we were talking about, you know, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? And we you know, and you can only do that with Chef Rossi in a way that Chef Rossi does. I mean, if you want to just laugh for constantly, however that is, it's interesting. But you're right about this. We're getting into all holidays. Let's just say all holidays, right?
Because
we're getting into this time of year where this is the season. But there are a lot of people that are really struggling. And that's why we're doing a live call-in show, right?
Yes.
1-800-930-2819. I think we need to go and see what our fabulous listener would love to hear from you, Mark. Let's go over to Sasha from Georgia. Sasha, is that you? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Mark. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Sasha. Welcome to the Psychic and the Doc. What can we do for you?
Hi, I would like to know if my mother that passed has any messages for me or anything to tell me about my kids.
All right, hold on. Let's see. What I do, Sasha, is I open up to frequency. And your mother might be the first one to come through, but somebody else connected to you might come through. So let's see. All right. Actually, I'm getting a female energy. Feels like she's on the parental generational level. And what I'm getting with her is she's pointing to the center of, when I say me, this is where the spirit's indicating that this person, when she was here in our world, was having some physical disabilities. But I'm feeling problems in my breastbone, in my thyroid, not directly over the heart, but near the heart. I'm also getting complications in the sinuses and bronchial tubes, and I'm getting a tremendous amount of pain in my mid to low back. So it feels to me that this female, before she passed, was having problems in her chest, in her breastbone, thyroid, her low back. Also, I'm getting kidneys and urinary tract. Wow, she had a lot of problems. Does this make sense in any way to you with your mom?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So hold on. Hold on. Do you have three kids?
Two.
She keeps talking about three kids. Are you planning another one, or did you, and I don't want to be so indelicate as to ask, did you ever lose a child?
Well, I had a abortion a few years ago.
That's three kids. So what your mom's telling me is that you have three children, two here in the material world and one in the spirit world with her. Okay. And she said, I'll tell you, your mom was really good in a crisis. It's like, I can see like all this turmoil. And she's like, everything is fine. Everything is copacetic. Your mom was really, really good about calming things down. And she's very concerned about you, not because you're losing it or panicking. She said, you have done such a great job, Sasha, holding it all together for everyone else. But she said, you feel like you're in a lake or in a pool, and you're treading water, and you're about to run out of energy. And she said that you have to realize that you can't solve everybody's problems, but all you can do is listen and offer guidance. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Tires. Something going on with the tires in your car? Get new tires, need new tires. Reason I'm saying this is I feel like I just walked into a tire store and I'm smelling new tires. What's going on with your car, particularly with your tires, wheels, or steering?
Well, I just recently got a new car, probably like 2 months ago.
Bingo. Okay. When spirits, here, let me explain. The new tires symbolize the new car. This is your mom letting us know that she's aware of this. That's her letting you know that she's around you, aware of what's happening in your life. But there's more. This is how they work with me. She gave you the message about how you're basically treading water and it's really wearing you out trying to hold the family and everyone together. And so that's the advice and explanation. And she's telling you that you have to start going more to a guidance, like listening and guiding instead of trying to tell people what to do, meaning your children. And so that's the advice and explanation. But then when the spirit follows that up with an objectively verifiable fact, which is the new car, that verifiable fact is how your mom's letting you and I know we've properly received and interpreted the message. Now she's pulling my attention to the month of June because I'm seeing pearls. Most of the ladies I know have some type of jewelry with pearls in it. However, pearls are also the birthstone for the month of June. And this could be an indicator of a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you or someone close to you in any way, Sasha, or with your mom within the month of June. And it can also be a trigger for a female name that starts with J, like a June, Jean, Jane, Jody, you know, Janet. Does any of that make sense to you?
Well, her birthday's in June, but both of my kids start with J, Jason and Joshua.
Woohoo! Wow, we got the triple crown on that one. So mom is cooking tonight, Sasha. Okay. All right. Let's see. So when your kid's having trouble, is he having trouble with his teeth?
Yes, he has braces.
Yeah, I mean, Scott, I feel like, ow, it's like if you can see me on camera, I'm pointing to my teeth. Okay. Tell him he's got to, she, this is her talking, you got to be patient. Like, he's really annoyed. Like, he wants this over with. And she said, do not give in to him. He'll eventually get used to it, because he is going to, let me tell you, that pearly white smile of his, when they're all said and done, is going to benefit him a lot. Now, the other child's a daughter, correct?
They're both boys.
Both boys? Okay. Is this boy, would you say, more sensitive, creative, kind of not quite as aggressive?
Yeah, he's more sensitive.
Okay. What I'm saying is the feminine energy is strong with him, and I don't mean that in any negative way, but what your mom is saying about him is that he needs to basically work with this, because I'll tell you, Dr. Pat, what's interesting, the spirit's saying he'd be really a really good therapist, because he's a good listener and he's extremely compassionate. So Dr. Pat, I gotta let you in on this one. All right. Yeah. So what's your intuitive insights?
Yeah, they're archangels, these two boys, right? You know, when you're thinking about this and you're thinking about what Mark says, you know, the old tradition of raising kids, and this was so important here, and it's a lesson. I was alluded to working in the coming of age program, right? And so one of the things we learned in that program was that it's not a one size fits all when it comes to children. You know, it's not a one size fits all. You know, there are some children that are so in tune. And let me just say in tune. That's the word I want to use. In tune. They're so in tune with the energies that are coming up of a higher order. And, you know, I think, Mark, what you're talking about is there's this sense of something that will catapult youngsters of this time to extraordinary places, you know, to places where they are so in tune with what happens. And I wonder if you're walking around, how old did you say your children were?
They're 14.
Yeah. Have they been, so the thing that I get about this when I work with parents and teenagers, let's say, is parents are always baffled by how their kids know stuff before the parents can say it. You know, this is like a phenomenon. You know, they take their kids and they bring them and they sit them down and they want to talk about, hey, let me tell you, this is my kid. And, you know, he always knows what I'm doing ahead of what I'm doing. I think he must be taping. No, he's not taping anything. He doesn't have a camera in your house. This is the generation we're grooming, right? You know, when I'm looking at parents and they're saying the kid's got a camera in the house, or, you know, what are they doing? You think your children's video? No. They are now so plugged in. Technology has heightened the senses of multiple generations now. And as parents, we forget. Just because you don't know how to log on to Zoom and your child does and has to, and is able to log on to Zoom remotely by 500 devices, they are like this, right? They are touching. They are touching energetically. So, I mean, let me ask you this. Do you ever wonder why they know things that you haven't told them yet, or can guess, or maybe finish your sentence?
Yeah, I do. But right now, they're not living with me. They're living with their father.
Yeah, well, I bet, I'm going to say this, right? Everybody better get on the empathy page. Right? Because kids that are growing up, they are so plugged in, even if they're away from you. Yeah. Let me just say this to you. Even if they're away from you, they are connected. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you feel that, Sasha? Right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And one of the things that I want to say to you and many, many of the people listening that are not with their children now, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. You're not with your, you're not with them at the moment. They're with their father, I guess. We just heard on the news, you know, the hundreds of kids that were taken from their parents at the border. You cannot break that bond of love.
Yeah.
You cannot break that bond of love. I don't care what you do or how far you take or separate kids, you can't break it. And I want you to hold on to that. Do you understand what I'm saying with this, Sasha? Yeah.
Yes, I understand.
You know, yeah. Sasha, your mom's spirit, when she's talking about how you're treading water, she's also telling me to convey to you that even though you don't like the fact that your two boys are living with their dad right now, that this is actually right where they need to be. And it's not because you're not a great mom and not because you don't love them. This treading water, this is your time to get Sasha together, to get everything in your life, like your mom says, copacetic. Boy, she keeps giving me that term, copacetic. And that this is very important for you. So the bond that Dr. Pat's talking about with you and your boys is as strong as ever. So she's saying, don't be dismayed by the fact that they're not living with you. Are you going to be spending like either the day after Christmas or New Year's with them? Because your mom keeps talking about like December 26th through January 2nd. Well, what's going on with that?
No, I don't have any plans of going over there. I just came back from over there in October.
Well, there's something of significance, some connection between you and your sons between December 26th and January 2nd. So be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
Yeah, let me tell you something about that, if I can jump in. The ball is in your court, right? So yes. The ball is in your court. This is what this means. It means that sometimes we have things in life that are just so dang right, like that, but you have to carry the torch to make sure you stay connected. That yeah. could mean you're going to sit down and maybe you write them a letter, maybe you send them a card every day in the time period that Mark is telling you about. Maybe there's something you do to make sure that you stay connected, right? Maybe yeah. they're not in a position to do that. But this is about your heart now. This is about you having the opportunity to have that ball be in your court and act accordingly through the spirit of love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody could take that away from you. No one. No one can take that away. There's not a person on the planet that can take love away from another person. It is not possible. Yeah. That's what I want to leave you with.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you, Sasha.
Many blessings.
Many blessings. Hey, Jessica, can we take a short break here? Let's take a short break. And we may have time for another caller, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, maybe I'll talk a little bit about the most amazing party I have ever entertained or been with in the spirit of spirituality around this time of year. And almost set the house on fire. Stay tuned. I'll talk to you about my very special Jewish tradition ceremony, which they do not invite me back to. I will be right back. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tune in to the show, Heart Change Consciousness, with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Do you want to be the best you can be? Do you want to live your dream life? Anything is possible when you choose to consciously evolve. Begin by noticing your reaction to things in your everyday life. When a reaction is uncomfortable, this is a sign that there's an inner root cause that has triggered you and is calling out to be healed. Take action to transform and heal those limiting beliefs or trauma experiences that no longer serve you. Take time daily to recognize your reactions and then set out to heal and release them using one of many somatic healing modalities available. How will you choose to evolve today? Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to Psychic and the Doc. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I want to just tell you a little bit about my friend Mark Anthony, who is the psychic lawyer, but much more than that. And before we kind of get fired up here, because I think we go off and we start to talk story and we forget, folks want to know, how do they find out more about you? For me, you can go to thedrpatshow.com, but how about for you, Mark? Where do they go?
I invite everybody to visit my website at evidenceofeternity.com, and you can find out about the booking a private session with me on the phone, about my books, signing up for my newsletter, following me on social media. And if you mention the psychic and the doc, you have to put the psychic and the doc in the application form for a reading, you'll qualify for a reduced fee on a private session. And the nice thing about a private session is I get to spend an hour with you, and it gives us the time, and we're going to get quite a few spirits coming through. I did a reading the other night, 11 spirits came through, and they were quite an excitable bunch. It was very, very healing for the client.
And let's talk about this, because part of this, you know, and I think we should take a moment to talk about the healing nature of what you do and also this show. Because I know one thing, that when we hold things within us and feel we do not have anyone that we can talk to, or there's no one that could really understand us. And Mark, this is where you come in, because, you know, there's a level of understanding that is immeasurable in the work you do. I mean, you can't sit down and write an analysis or measure some kind of return on investment or break even analysis, because in the end, what people hear is what fills in the gaps for them at the moment that they hear it. And that's why you're busy this time of year. We have a lot of gaps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This time of year, I mean, Christmas, Hanukkah, this is supposed to be family togetherness. And this year in particular with the pandemic, there's a lot of empty chairs at the table. There's clothes that'll never be worn in the closet. There's an empty bed that's not being slept in. This is really tough. I mean, every year the holidays are always very difficult for people who've lost loved ones. And many people seek a reading with me. And what I do as a medium is I facilitate communication between people here in this world and their loved ones in spirit. And, if, you know, Dr. Pat, I've actually had people say, well, how would that help me? You know, to me, that I never understood that question. I see evidential mediumship. Okay. When that means I produce pieces of evidence, things I can't know, things I can't make up, to verify who the person is, and then to give messages of love, healing, and resolution. For me, knowing that someone that meant so much to you continues to exist and didn't just disintegrate into nothingness, that's how that helps you. also to realize, and this is one of the chapters in my book, Never Letting Go, my first book, Never Letting Go. There's a chapter entitled Going from a Physical to a Spiritual Relationship. And that's what people need to realize, that when someone you love dies, your relationship hasn't ended, it merely transforms. And so these are part of the things that spirit communication can help people heal from the devastation of loss.
You know, it's interesting. Today is an interesting day. And today, people will hear these shows as we move forward, right? Folks will hear the shows that we pre-recorded today for the upcoming, 12, 24, and then New Year's Eve, and they'll hear this. But some of what we talked about today was an energy shift and healing. And my friend sent me a text message, and, of course, I do what I do all day. I'm not attached to cable news or the television set. And I don't have alerts on my phone that, well, even if I did, I can't pay attention to them. But I was telling her that today is a real pivotal day, energetically pivotal. And she sends me a text and she says something like, I don't have my phone next to me, says something like, I get it now. And did you hear the news? And no, I didn't hear the news. So her follow-up was, did you know that the head of the CDC, we know him as Dr. Fauci, was meeting with the new transition team of Harris and Biden? And I said to myself, could it happen any day before today, Mark? It could happen any day. It could happen 15 days ago.
Yeah.
But it's happening today. There's a shift. And whenever we see shifts or feel energetic shifts, people always ask, does that close the gap? And sometimes the answer that I give is sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. And that's why right now we're going to the phone. We have somebody that may want to get some insert right here today. Insert and insight. All right, let's go to the phones. Who do we have? Welcome to the show.
Melly, you're on with Mark Anthony. And
hey, Melly.
Well, hi. I love what you were just talking about, because I feel like, something's been going on, like lots of, I don't know if anybody's got any guidance for me. I just like that. I feel like I've been caught in some kind of a whirlwind.
Totally. I'm right there with you. But let's go to Mark first.
I'd say 2020 has been the energetic equivalent of a tornado. It's just been this vortex. I mean, I can't think of anyone or any country. Every single planet on this globe has been affected. And it's really been something. Okay, hold on, Melly. I got a male energy coming through. And with this gentleman, I feel like I'm coughing a lot. So, and I'm tasting a lot of tobacco, cigarette smoke. And now I'm getting this dense sensation in my lungs. Could be emphysema, could be lung cancer based on the burning sensation that I'm getting. And this definitely was a contributing factor in his physical passing. I'm tasting a lot of blood. So that indicates that there could have either been internal hemorrhaging or bleed out. This also could be tying into the cancerous condition. Poor guy. It seems like whatever was going on with him, it spread throughout his body. Metastasized is the word that I'm getting. So that gets me back to cancer. So I'm getting my lungs, my throat, bronchial tubes, and now I'm also feeling this in my lower GI tract and colon. Does this make any sense to you? Is there a male close to you? Seems like he could be on the paternal level. It doesn't necessarily mean a father, but it could be an uncle or a friend or somebody that you knew that was older than you that may have died from cancer, specifically involving the lungs.
I think my grandfather on my, but that would have been on my father's side.
Okay, because remember I was saying
maternal or paternal.
Paternal's father. Okay, great. So let's talk to him. Okay. Interesting. He's talking about your eyesight. Is one of your eyes stronger than the other? He's talking about you, and there's a disparity between your two eyes, or something different about your eyes.
Yeah, that would be true. I think one of them, I mean, it's not real, you know, but yeah, it feels like my vision is not good, not as good in one eye as the other. That makes sense. And I don't know. You know, I've been having some visual.
And have we made an appointment with an eye doctor?
Not yet.
Well, let's write down on the pad in front of you tomorrow morning, make appointment with eye doctor. And the reason I'm saying this, that's why the spirit's bringing this up. Now, don't flip out and say, oh my God, I'm going blind. But what's happening here is one eye is weaker than the other. And it feels like it's your left eye that's the one that's going wonko. And what's going to happen is it's going to cause you to like be off your game, to drop things and to start getting headaches. And so this looks like basically getting glasses is going to correct this. So he wants you to be very cognizant about that. He said, because you're very meticulous. You're one of these people that you can't sleep until you've got everything done. You leave no stone unturned. And he said, and that's a great habit. But the problem is you tend to point out to other people when they're not quite living up to your standards. So he's not being critical. It's more of an FYI. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on. Stand by. Are you going on some kind of trip? They're talking about like you with some type of either long distance or trip coming up. Does this make sense? Or did you just get back from one?
Neither one, but boy, if something happened and I could go on a trip, would I love that? It's been a long time.
It's some type of trip, some type of travel. This is really, really strong. And it seems like it's going to be mid-January to like mid-February when this is coming up. Okay, hold on. Let's see what else he's got for you. What's going on with your cholesterol? Because he's holding up a baby aspirin.
Oh. I don't know, but I've just been having feelings lately, like kind of being winded and just like feeling like maybe things aren't in the best shape they could be in.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Now, see, this is the reason why the spirit's coming through with what I call spirit intervention. Number one, you make an appointment to get your eyes checked. And number two, you get into your regular doctor, you get your blood work, get your vitals checked. The baby aspirin, that does not mean start taking them. Okay, that could mean don't take it. But the point is, that's an indicator that you could be having cholesterol issues, blockages around the heart. And the really good thing about all this, Melly, is that all of this is reversible. Okay, this is what Dr. Pat and I call spirit intervention.
Yeah.
The spirit's coming in to intervene to keep these things from happening. Okay, Dr. Pat, what do you get? What do you feel?
Yeah, what I love about today's show, this is all about action, Melly. This is it. This is part of what happens when there are things in front of us in every day of our lives. And you just need somebody else to say, it's okay for you to take care of yourself now. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that hit me like a...
That's my... I'm telling you, this is like... I picked up on this immediately because this is what happens to us, right? But this is your time. You heard it from Mark and you're hearing it from me. Do not procrastinate. Tomorrow is an action day. Today is nighttime now, but tomorrow when you get up, you're going to run to the phone. Or take out your cell phone and don't run. Just do it from where you're sitting.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah, that's it.
When
people
gotta
wrap it up.
Yeah. Yeah. When people get messages from spirits, and also from a psychologist, they don't always like the message, But sometimes that strong medicine is the one that will save your life.
I'm telling you. Linda and I made a beeline to Mary Jane Mack yesterday. So I'm saying even we have to take care of ourselves. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Psychic and the Doc. Thank you, Jessica. What fabulous callers. And don't forget, we're fired up for next week, too. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on the Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.